Across this great nation, almost everyone has been affected in one way or another by this terrible tomato onslaught. Mrs. Williams, I understand your husband is missing.
Yes,
do you think he's dead?
Well,
will you miss him?
Well,
will you marry again? What if he's laying in a ditch somewhere, like with both his legs broken, calling your name? You will have to find another man, you know. You're no spring chicken.
Lives are shattered. The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country. Four Square Productions presents perhaps the funniest film ever made.
All right, it's GA and Sparky, along with intern Ava, riding shotgun. Is it shotgun when it's in the back? Because she's in the back.
That's a negative. That would be, I have no idea. I don't know what the term is for a backseat.
Backseat driver, passenger, dead weight, probably. Ava, say hi.
Hi.
All right, so we are en route to a exclusive performance by one legendary recording artist, Dwayne Steele, at the even more legendary Ivan Dane's Picnic. It's spelled like P-I-C-K, Nick. I don't know if there's an there should be, Picnic. But it's pick because you're picking guitars, you're picking, right?
Makes sense.
So that's the thing. We're hurtling down the Queen Elizabeth Highway at breakneck speed, just under 120.
Can't go too fast. There's the secret super spy cop behind us.
Yeah, and a nice like Chevy jacked up Silverado or something, and Sparky got a glimpse of some bad hardware inside that unit, and we suspect it's the man. So we're watching our speed. We just saw the county sheriff's pulled over a gentleman in a small car, and that gentleman was in the ditch peeing as he awaited his citation to be written up. And then we just were passed by a minivan, and there's two people on the front, and then at the very back seat, all the middle seats are empty, and then there's some dude, random dude in the back.
I've never seen that before. I used to always sit in the back in the minivan when I was living at home because I had the legs, right? I was able to stretch out my legs.
Can't ride in the back, man, because I get car sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me.
No, total car sickness. I think it's from all his years riding the school bus. I understand there was a rumor that you went to see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
I sure did. I don't know what to think about it yet because I vaguely remember watching the TV show, and I think there was a movie prior, correct?
There were three different movies.
Okay, well, what were they called?
I suppose I watched them, but I don't remember the names exactly.
There's a sign.
Oh, sign. Dane's Ranch Music Rodeo Grounds. So take a right.
Right here?
Yeah, right here.
Sharp right.
Yeah. Hang on, everybody. You know what's getting real right now? Yeah, it's not quite, it's south of Innisfail, so we don't have to go to the actual...
Well, we're not south, we haven't hit it yet.
Oh, I mean north of Innisfail.
Yes,
I meant
correct.
The other north, the other south. Okay.
Oh, gravel road.
Washboard. Got some washboard. Anyway, are you referring to the fact of the, like, old movies with the...
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember if I've seen them or not, but, I grew up watching the cartoon show. We had action figures. My favorite was Leonardo, and, oh, look, it's paved. And April O'Neil. I had a Technodrome and a Shredder character when I was growing up.
Wow.
So anyways, I went to this movie with an open mind, and I don't know. I had no expectations, but it was portrayed weirdly than I thought it would be. More so the fact that Shredder is a super awesome evil bad guy.
Transformer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Michael Bay produced it.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point, now that I think of it. April O'Neil, played by Megan Fox, kind of a bozo, but yeah, is what it is.
That's not why she's in the movie.
No.
It's not for her acting skills.
She is very...
I heard Will Arnett was very funny.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't expect him to be in it, and Whoopi Goldberg is also in it. She plays a small role.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't know, it was all right. It was pretty cool, like, the effects. I don't know if I liked the story, but...
Intern Louie, up in arms.
He hated it.
Oh, hates
hated
it.
Hated it.
Up and hated everything about it except for Will Arnett.
And be curious to hear his take on the situation.
What is your favorite guy, Turtle?
Oh, Michelangelo. Oh,
yeah, Mikey.
Yeah, he's a funny turtle. He's a funny personality in this movie.
Yeah, he's always the funny one.
And Raphael, oh, he's angry. He's got some issues.
Yeah. He's always... Hey, look at that. Noah's Ark Fort.
Cool.
Yeah, I think we found the place. There's people parked all over the side of the road. Is this it?
There's the jungle farm.
Have you not been to the picnic before?
Yes, I have, but I can't ever recall, and I always get lost. So I think we got to cross the highway.
Well, we're on the highway.
This is a wedding. See, I'd see a tent.
Oh.
Oh, what's this? This is a wedding and a half.
No.
Oh, this is the one that Danny Danes is going to. There are I believe, seven Danes brothers, like seven Sutter brothers.
Can we crash this wedding?
That might be fun. Let's go see how Dwayne makes out, and then we'll...
Whose house is
it's
that?
It's a nice house, though. Yeah, Jackpot Casino. So Franklin's here because he owns the Jackpot Casino, Franklin Danes. I was just there for lunch this week.
That's a nice house.
I had the fish and chips.
Is it good, fish and chips?
For the purposes of the podcast, they were stellar. It was okay. Pretty good. They had the steamed pretend vegetables.
Mm.
You know those? Yeah. They eat in space.
Well, I remember we had our interesting, very delicious Chinese experiment. Chinese food experiment.
Yeah, you're going right across.
Oh, here, yes. Yeah. I saw this picture on Twitter.
Okay, Mandy, watch out for this dude. Hitched.
Who goes first, me or him?
I don't know. I think it's you, because he's waiting for you.
Rules of the road. I need to brush up on my skills.
Oh, yeah, well, intern Louie is writing his learner's thing. And it didn't go so well. He got timed out on the first try. So,
it's
top is out $18. $17.60 is the random number that you pay for a driver's test. Like, what?
That is random. But at least it's only that much.
Like, what happened to the 99s? Like, $14.99.
Or $10.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, Arnton Louis did not like the show. And he was also a little bit upset with you because I told him about your raccoon rant for that other movie.
Raccoon.
Rebel Universe. Or what is it called?
Rocket Raccoon?
No, the one that
Avengers was... Avengers of the Dark Sky.
The space...
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy?
That's the one.
Yeah. I liked that one.
Everyone loves it, and here's my thought. I saw the preview, I saw the trailers, I see the poster. I'm not slightly interested. I think it's because of the random raccoon. It's throwing me off.
Yeah.
No. Rocket Raccoon.
Everyone's loving it. I saw Into the Storm, though, last week, and I really liked it.
What's Into the Storm?
It's like a 2014 edition of a Twister.
About
storms and
storm chaser.
Saving the kids and making life choices. I don't know.
I like to escape when I go to the movies. I don't want to make life choices.
Well, in the movie, they have to make life choices. Do I go after the girl? Do I go hide because a tornado's coming? That's what you gotta do.
Did you say tornado or tomato?
Both.
It's giant tomatoes. Run for your lives. That's what they used to have in the 50s, Ava. They had Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That was an actual movie.
Why?
It was very scary. Well, I don't even want to show it to you because you're only 12.
Across this great nation, almost everyone has been affected in one way or another by this terrible tomato onslaught. Mrs. Williams, I understand your husband is missing.
Yes,
do you think he's dead?
Well,
will you miss him?
Well,
will you marry again? What if he's laying in a ditch somewhere, like with both his legs broke, calling your name? You will have to find another man, you know. You're no spring chicken.
Lives are shattered. The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country. Foursquare Productions presents perhaps the funniest film ever made.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You've never seen a film like it. This is the incredible story of the world's ultimate disaster. Vicious man-eating tomatoes grow to monstrous proportions. Faced with this unprecedented menace, the president calls upon Mason Dixon, special agent. Aided by his trusty sidekick, Dixon begins to unravel the terrifying mystery of the deadly tomatoes. Dixon is getting close, too close for someone. Or something. Who could it be? The girl reporter? The ad executive? The press secretary? Or does it go higher? Join Mason Dixon in a race against time as he battles to save the world from the threat of nature's perfect eating machine, the killer tomato.
Ain't no time to make a fuss. We gotta get those tomatoes before they get us.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You've never seen anything like it.
Stanford preteens. So this ranch is like been around for years and years and years, and it's really cool. It's a full-on professional rodeo ground, mm-hmm. and it's got a natural amphitheater setting for concerts. It's run by all the Daneses. I don't know what that is now. Kind of new structure.
The Daneses are legendaries.
Oh, sorry, just checking my makeup. Guess who has ticks? Jack, the Wonder Dog.
Because you went to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was because our friends, and I'm going to name names here, Kevin and Joe, their dog Maggie got ticks, and then Jack was having a sleepover.
Uh-oh.
Teresa, you know, she always researches the stuff. She knows everything. And she found this stuff that you pour across his back in one line, uh-huh. and it sinks into their skin, and then when the tick bites in, they don't like it. And then they say, get off. And then, so yeah, all the ones I'm finding in our house are dead or on their way.
Are they giant and big? And
they're this big, dude, and crunchy.
Me. That scares me a lot.
Like, crunchier than cereal. It's gross. Ooh. Ava was having a hug-a-thon with Jack today because she loves him up all the time.
I suggested
that she wash her 18-foot hair and a hair longer than Rapunzel.
That's a lie.
Rapunzel, hair down,
down your
down.
Ticks.
Hair down, sun down, throw down.
Okay, here we go. We got the rodeo grounds entrance.
Okay.
All is well. And there is, I want to say, four people here. It's going to be a huge audience.
You know there's a paved highway that we could have taken?
Yeah, that's 2A.
Traveled on.
That's 2A, I think. Or is that CNE Trail?
As a rule, I usually don't drive down gravel.
Okay.
It's just my...
I can tell by the condition of your vehicle. This thing looks like you just drove it out of the showroom, man.
No.
How do you...
Gotta take care of it.
I think we gotta drive by the gate there. Oh, no, maybe not. Just go through here.
Oh.
We're not paying now.
Our cars.
We're not paying now. Go ahead. Where are we going? Just go.
Are they going to flag me down?
I'm not sure. Not sure.
Flagging me down?
What's the day pass, guys?
Are they flagging me down?
We're on the Dwayne... what's
just
his name again?
In.
Dwayne Steele Road Crew. Yeah, we just blew by. That was a little awkward, but effective.
They could have
Look,
waved.
There's nobody here to see freaking Dwayne Steele, dude. Oh, he's in the beer garden, maybe. Because they put him in the beer garden. This is awesome. Yeah. I don't know if Ava can go in there. Ava, you just run along. And don't tell Mom.
So what happens here? Is this actually a music weekend all weekend?
Yeah.
People just camp out here?
Yeah, it starts on like Thursday.
Like what kind of show talent do they have out here?
They've had
the
some
best
legends.
Of the best.
Back in the day, this, before Big Valley Jamboree started, this was the Big Valley Jamboree. So they used to have like Pam Tillis.
I have no idea where I'm going, by the way.
Yeah, you're just doing fine. Just, we're going behind the chutes now at the rodeo ground. So if you hang a left here, we're going to be in VIP Rockstar parking up here. And I don't know if we'll be able to park, but let's see. Just
also,
go all the way left.
I feel like I should have worn my jeans and my plaid.
Nope, you're good. Anything goes at the Danes Ranch Rodeos.
This is almost like Craven Light with the this road condition here.
Yeah, we got a lot of campers, eh? Like a lot.
Ready, teddy.
That beer garden must be jammed because nobody's on. Because you usually sit on the side of the stage. Park right here. Perfect. Oh. That's a big old hole. Now, hopefully they have an automated teller on scene. Okay, we're going to check out Dwayne Steele, see what happens. Ava, just wait in the car.
You ought to write a book called Even Made Easy, because you do it so well. Step-by-step instruction on how to turn heaven into hell.
Okay, so... We're at the Dean's Ranch, and we successfully parked, and I was saluted at the go-on stage, even though I was incognito at the time, but I did plug the podcast.
I enjoyed how you did give a little shout-out, and I don't think anybody knows what podcast is, to be honest.
Our average age here is 94. Gave it the gold college try, though. So, Ava, tell me why you're disappointed in your father as of late.
You have not given me a proper name. You've intern Ava, like, honestly.
Okay, why don't you ponder and come up with your own name? Only one genius. I can't do everything.
Lady over there, she hugged me. She thinks I'm from BC. For some reason, she thinks I'm from Kamloops. That's where I was born and raised. She goes, you remember me? We're both from Kamloops. I go, no, I don't.
You had a small stint in Kamloops.
Yeah, I did. I did. But I pretended I... And then I couldn't put up my hand when the MC asked who's here from Saskatchewan.
Right.
And I'm pretty proud today because the Riders won again.
Yes.
And good... to protect my identity for that lady and who thinks I'm from Kamloops. Anyway, Dwayne is about to take the stage, and we're going to be treated to a really cool... Now, everything has moved from the hill, the amphitheater situation, to the beer gardens.
Right.
Because it's covered. And I asked if Ava's allowed in the beer gardens. I asked Ivan, and what did Ivan say?
Yeah, anywhere, as long as you don't drink the beer, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you shouldn't drink the beer, he said, but, yeah. You know, I take that as a loophole.
Maybe.
Beautiful evening, and the bugs are at a minimum.
I was going to say my concern would be, you know what, I got the legs showing and I don't have bug spray, but so far, so good.
Yeah, and we just had a talk with Joey McIntyre, not the new kid on the block. He does look like Howie Mandel, as the MC indicated, but Joey's a player, and he... plays with Dwayne and stuff lots, and he played with him at a show yesterday by Wainwright, Alberta, in the middle of nowhere. The bugs, I guess, were okay in the audience, but on stage, they were getting dive-bombed, and Dwayne almost called the show. He was getting mosquitoes in the mouth.
Isn't that something? Now, this is where the Off Company needs to come on as a sponsor, so it'll be like Dwayne Steele brought to you by Off.
Mrs. Bogio, how would you like to pick up $100?
I'd love to pick up $100.
Well, it's right in here. Along with 5,000 mosquitoes.
I am going to be eaten alive if I stick my hand in there.
Well, we thought of that. So we got you a can of Off. It has the strongest mosquito repellent money can buy.
There's a lot of mosquitoes. They look...
But it works. It works. Not one mosquito bit me.
You're kidding.
Get Off.
It works.
Dude, you are brilliant.
Candles everywhere.
You are brilliant.
Instead of the fog machine, it's bug spray.
You are a thinker.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. And then you could throw a match in there. It'd be like a flamethrower, you know, pyro.
Oh, jeez.
It'd be excellent.
Stop, drop, and roll, kids.
When I was a kid, my cousins, my aunt, Pat. Patty was a rep for, I want to say, something like Avon. It wasn't Avon, but something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Mail order stuff. And she had, all the kids had Tonga deodorant. Tonga. In an aerosol can. So it was a spray on the armpits.
It's
which is definitely a cancer-causing agent. Well, I don't have to be a scientist to know that.
It's like the original Axe.
Yeah.
The original Axe spray.
And so what the boys would do is they would chase me around the basement, lighting a lighter, and then spraying the Tonga, and it became a flamethrower.
That is genius. We need to experiment this.
I don't think... I don't know if we want to do it in our world HQ because it's also doubles as your apartment.
We'll do it in the park just to be safe.
Dwayne's finally about to get over his star complex and sing some songs here.
If you want to play in the Dane's Ranch Rodeo, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Yeah, that's Allison. She's a very talented fiddle player. She plays with Gord Bamford. And Joey McIntyre is not playing a traditional drum kit. He's playing like a...
It has a name.
You sit on it and you
boom,
tap on it.
Tap, tap, boom.
Tap between your crotch. Crotch tapper. CT.
Chick.
Siblings. Dwayne looks good even though he's in back agony right now. He's having spasms. Says it happens every 4 years or something to him.
That's not good.
I heard it. I heard that strum. I heard it too. Okay, let's move up to the front. Are we gonna disturb people if we move up there?
Yeah.
These people are all part of a podcast. I think I should take a picture so I can let people in on what's going on.
Hold this beer.
Hold my beer while I kiss your girlfriend's picture. By the way, turn it sideways. What's the big deal on that?
It's better than the landscape. No, wait, yeah, landscape.
Landscape.
Sure. Okay. Just
guy here has been talking about you.
Yeah? Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
No, I just wanted to put a...
That's a big-ass Ryan Coke.
You're from Saskatoon, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Good to meet you, man.
Okay, you take care. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Thank you.
I have no pixels. I don't know what's happening.
No pixels.
Let's see.
I'm pixel-less.
See it.
Well, I don't know if you can see it there. Jeez. What's your name anyway? Annoying? Intern Annoying?
Don't forget to come back tomorrow. We have the breakfast tomorrow and some gospel music. Thank you, Dwayne.
Huh?
We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your indulgence and your patience. I guarantee the wait is going to be well worthwhile. I've heard this man many times on stage, and I've had the opportunity to introduce him on a number of occasions, although he might not remember some. He's one of Canadians' icons, I can honestly say that, and maybe we can even use the word legend because he's been around that long and he's also done so much for Canadian country music. He's one of those fellas that his name is synonymous with what is great here about Canada and our country music in general. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want you at the 38th Annual Ivan Dean's Country Music Picnic and the award show to give a nice round of applause to Canadian recording artist who's got a new CD coming out, by the way, from which tonight he'll be playing a number of songs, a good friend, and certainly a true icon in Canadian country music. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dwayne Steele. Give him a nice round of applause.
Thank you. Yeah.
We had used to boom like a town on the rise. It grew every day and made us feel alive. But now our love is almost a ghost town. I walk down the street and I don't see a soul. There's no one to talk to and no one to hold. In a love that's almost a ghost town. Let's pull down the plywood and let in the light. Prop up these porches, why not start tonight? Before it's tumbleweed and dust, we gotta fix what's wrong with us. Cause there ain't no love going down in a ghost town. This silence is deafening, the time is right now to meet in the middle and get it all out. Or we'll both be driven away from this ghost town. There's no other place that I'd rather be, but there's something missing, so why can't you see that our love is almost a ghost town? Throw on some fresh paint and lay down a rug. Crank up the heat, babe, and build this back up. Before it's tumbleweed and dust, we gotta fix what's wrong with us. Cause there ain't no love going down in a ghost town.
I got one thing else. I'm going to give it to your daughter. Come with me, hon.
Uh-oh.
And I'll give it to you for a break.
Okay.
Bowling here.
Get Olympic medals.
Oh.
I haven't had very moist hands. Okay, so here we go. Music Picnic Gentlemen and Ladies Award, inspired by yours truly. That saved a human being's life. Remember how I said this wasn't going to be hard to edit?
Oh, I mean, so much of the gravel paved road.
Oh, this is such a nice road. Okay, I'm shutting this off.
This show has served as a platform to enlighten as well as entertain. It has been a phenomenon.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Oh my.
The best people and the best team. I really believe that together we all have done this show the best it could have been done.
But please hold your applause until the end of the awesomeness.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Raw Random Acts of ABBA. The reason we have Random Acts of ABBA on It's a Show is because once upon a time when we paid attention to Google Analytics, we discovered that on our ABBA episode where we featured many of their iconic hits, we got a huge spike in our ratings. So that's why you're hearing ABBA every single week without fail on It's a Show.